Hello, I'm Jamal Brown, and I'm a Unitarian Universalist from San Antonio, Texas. Let me slow that down. Hello, I am Jamal Brown. I am a Unitarian Universalist from San Antonio, Texas. And this is the Jamal Brown Podcast. And I believe that through the power of the divine, I am able to self-determine my life and to claim my rights. I also believe in the power of responsibility. I believe in being held responsible for your actions. And I believe that former Spurs guard Josh Primo is being held responsible for his inappropriate behavior. The Spurs have waived the 19-year-old guard after multiple alleged instances in which he exposed himself to women. One of these women reportedly is a former Spurs employee. And she's alleging that Primo exposed himself to her. Now, the reason why I keep saying her as a pronoun is that her name is not Kim to light. But we do know that she has hired Houston attorney Tony Busby to represent her in her case to hold Primo responsible for his inappropriate behavior. Busby, who has represented several women who's accused NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson, accused him and holding him responsible for sexual misconduct. You got the Spurs, who believe in the power of change, waived him. Fired him. Former Spurs employee illuminating the public that Primo exposes himself. Same lawyers who are going after Deshaun Watson are now taking a case against him. And the Spurs let him go. He is being held responsible for his inappropriate behavior. Now, I know that the Bexar County hasn't officially arrested this young man yet. But this is still late breaking news. It's happening in real time in the present. Last night, the Spurs waived Primo. Everybody online, the whole Spurs fan base was shocked. We didn't know what was going on. And then Primo announces that it was mental health concerns due to past trauma. And that he decided to walk away from the Spurs. That they mutually agreed. And then today, breaking news, he exposes himself to women. Multiple. Should the Spurs be held accountable as well? All of this news is just breaking. What I do know, and what I am mindful of, is that the Spurs fired him right before the story broke. And it was broke by The Atlantic and by ESPN. I know that now he's exposed for exposing himself. And I know that the same attorneys who are coming after Deshaun Watson are now taking a case against him. In the end, I believe in a power of responsibility. You have to own it. You have to hold yourself responsible, or the powers that be, divine manifestation, will hold you responsible for what you've done. And what you do in the dark will come to light. Always. Always. The divine light always shines upon thee. I believe in the power of responsibility. And I believe that former Spurs guard Josh Primo, if this is just the beginning, is being held responsible for his misdeeds.